President Obama asked Congress yesterday to formally authorize military force to fight the Islamic State. Veterans attending the University of Washington have mixed opinions about a renewed military presence in the Middle East. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Today, Sam Herron is a student majoring in psychology, but in 2003, the former infantryman was deployed in northern Iraq. He's familiar with the region where the Islamic State operates and understands why the president wants the U.S. involved. But personally, it's been hard for him. He wonders what the end game is.
We've already been over there once, and we maybe didn't have a very clear-cut mission. And I've lost friends, and, you know, we lost a tremendous amount of our generation to this war, and we really have nothing to show for it. And so it's hard to imagine going back in.
Lindsay Church is a grad student in counterterrorism at the UW-Jackson School of International Studies. Before that, she was a Navy linguist. Church says she's surprised the U.S. let the Islamic State get this far, but it's complicated.
Of course, I'm scared for every single service member that has to go and put themselves in harm's way again. But I knew guys who came back without limbs, and they would do it all over again.
Under the president's proposal, the use of military force would be authorized for 3 years. Seattle Democratic Congressman Jim McDermott says the president's language in the resolution isn't clear enough, and U.S. involvement could go on indefinitely. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.